Welcome, everyone. This is Tatanka Bricka, Chair of KPFK Local Station Board. And this is the meeting of the Governance Committee of the Local Station Board. The date is June 25th, 2025, and the time is 2:31 Pacific Daylight Time. I don't see the agenda, but I know I need to ask Mr. Secretary, will you please take the roll?
Mr.
Yes,
Chair,
sir.
Mr. Chair, just a point of information or order. What we had planned to have this meeting streamed on KPFTX, but the there was an emergency with the person who was going to be streaming it. So I just wanted to let everyone know that that's why we're recording it, and it will be the recording will be available for to the public.
Okay, thank you very much. We just found that out.
And I will now call the roll for the KPFK Governance Committee. Christina Avalos. I'll go back. Tatanka Bricka.
Presente.
Tatanka Bricka present. Thank you. Nikki Hahn, which I've been informed will be coming in 30 minutes after due to scheduling issues. Ian Johnston.
Present.
Ian Johnston present. Thank you. Milo Reason.
I'm here.
Milo Reason present. Thank you. Chipashalu Chembe.
Presente.
Chipashalu Chembe present. Thank you. Myself, I am present. That is Lee Thorpe. Christina Avalos. Absent. And Nikki Hahn will be coming in 30 minutes. However, at present time, she is absent. So with that, we have quorum, 5 present and 2 absent.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I guess there's no request for excused absences since we're all covered. I do have a request for a timekeeper. Nikki is normally our timekeeper. Anybody want to volunteer? Chipasha, you want to be a timekeeper?
I am here in Tennessee and I'm multitasking, so I may be not the appropriate unless there's no one.
I will do my best, this is Lee, to
Okay.
keep that going.
Okay, thank
However,
you.
at present time, I am struggling a little bit with pain, so I cannot guarantee I'm going to be completely on the ball.
Okay,
Okay,
thank you,
I'll back
Lee.
you up. I'll when you are not there, I will back you up. It's
Okay.
just 1 hour.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lee, and thank you, Chipasha. Okay, E, approved governance committee meeting agenda, which was set out. We need to seek approval for that. Do I have
Can I have point of
point
order?
of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes. Go ahead, Milo. You spoke
My break.
first, and then Ian, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I said it first, Ian. I just wanted to say, for the purpose of the recording, we need to read the agenda in its entirety, which is just before approving it.
Oh, okay. So we're not approving the, we don't have an agenda to approve right now, I
No,
guess.
we
No, we
do.
do.
We just read it.
Oh, okay. All right. So we need to amend the agenda. Would you?
No. You
No.
just we approve the agenda. If you have to read the rest of the agenda before we approve it.
Okay, that's fine.
Can my point of order be heard now?
Can I just secondly, so I mean just a
Well,
second.
I have a point of order which would probably precede
Go
this.
ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ian. What is your point of order?
My point of order is that there are items which have been added to the agenda late, without public notice, as late as 2:19 today, which should not be discussed since there is no viable means for the public to stay on top of that. And this is supposed to be an open public meeting consistent with California's corporate code, CPB regs, all the good stuff like that. So the motion that was sent out at 2:19 today is out of order, from what I can tell. Thank you.
Duly noted, it was a KPFK employee that called in at the last minute. So the approval of the governance committee meeting agenda, let's move forward with this. What am I supposed to read? I don't see it here.
Tatanka, I'd like to move that we accept, approve the agenda.
Okay. I
I'll
second.
I would like a point.
There is
I would like
movement
a
and then a second
Tatanka,
duly.
you need, Tatanka, you need to rule Ian Johnston's point of order either in order or not well
Well,
taken.
it's out of order right now, Ian, out of
And
order
not
right
well, it
now.
would be not well taken
Yeah,
or
it's not well taken. This was an emergency of an employee of KPFK. Thank you.
Wait, Jan
So,
Goodman sent something from her
Ian,
on behalf of an employee of KPFK?
Mr. Chair, this is the Secretary. May I have the floor for a
Yes, go
moment?
ahead.
So I will say a few things momentarily. That her sending in the agenda late was mostly a problem on my fault. I have been feeling incredibly under the weather, and I will take full responsibility and blame for that. She sent that last night, and I meant to push it out and get it ready, but I was just feeling horrifically awful. That is wholly me on me and wholly my fault. And I do understand your concern with it. And my advice of this is that with the board, we'll look at the motion today. However, we'll consider it and make a decision on it at the next meeting, given the very late notice we had on it. Is that fine with you?
I appreciate that. That seems like a smart move, and I would say even last night would not be 72 hours notice, which is what we
Which is
should be
true.
offering people on our agendas. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I think that's an elegant solution. I think that's fine. As chair, we can approve it next time. Is there any debate or discussion about that?
May I be
Yes,
recognized?
go ahead.
I think that basically we were just going to look over the motion and make a recommendation for the local station board as a whole. And I
Oh, I
think
see.
that was our plan anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not coming up in committee reports. It's going to come up as a new business item from Jan.
So essentially, how I imagine it going is we look at it right now because I anticipate we're probably going to have a meeting the Wednesday before the next meeting, at which time we will then choose to either suggest it or not suggest it for the LSB to consider.
There's another meeting before the next meeting.
For the sake of seeing if there's any further motions or anything of the sort, I would assume that's a good idea,
I
which
assume it's a.
we can
I.
decide as a committee at the before the end of the meeting.
Okay.
So I move to,
I.
like to move
I. Could I
to.
actually add, move to amend the agenda, add something?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What I wanted to add to the agenda is discussion of whether our committee meetings are closed to non-committee members and members of the public for speaking. It's been long been the tradition of KPFK in our committee
Okay,
meetings that
I hear
even where
your
there was no
I
vote,
hear
even
your
where there was
suggest.
no vote, there was voice. People were allowed to speak. They were allowed to address the members of the board before items were taken. We seem to have gotten away from that. Now we have like a 30-minute comment ghetto, but it used to be before each motion, people could even address the board. And I thought that was an elegant way of incorporating community input. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, you may. Go ahead.
The motion that the resolution that was passed by the KPFK local station board did not provide for additional people other than committee members to participate in the actual meeting. People, it's public in the sense that people can listen, but the local station board passed a resolution that did not include public participation.
Point of information, did it prohibit
Go ahead.
public participation? I don't believe it did. I don't believe it addressed the issue at all. So for us to assume that that was what was going on, either we were tricking the body or we were, making decisions on our own that we're not going to listen to anyone. Last week or last meeting, there was a member of the board who's not part of this committee who actually had answers to all the questions that we were asking, and she was
Mr. Ian
muted and
Johnson,
not
may I
allowed to
interrupt you?
participate. Yes, you may.
Thank you.
I'm done.
With everyone's permission, I'd like to just go ahead and read the actual motion which describes the charge of the KPFK LSB Governance Committee.
Go ahead, Mr. Secretary, read it.
All right. The charge of the KPFK LSP Governance Committee is to advise the LSP regarding the following pursuant to the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 7, Section 10. 1. Review all proposed motions before presentation to the KPFK LSP to ensure that they are in proper order, including references to citations. 2. Review possible misconduct among KPFK LSP members or affecting LSP members and propose disciplinary actions if appropriate. 3. Catalog and archive in a searchable format all resolutions passed by the KPFK Local Station Board. 4. Carry out such other tasks as assigned to it by the KPFK LSP or its chair. 5. For clarification purposes only, the Governance Committee shall not be in charge of creating the agenda for LSP meetings. 6. The Governance Committee shall be composed of 3 members of the LSP elected by the LSP. 3 members, yeah. Elected by LSP using a single transferable vote method, plus the chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer of the KPFK LSP. 7. Additional LSP members and the public may attend regular LSP Governance Committee meetings. 8. The term of the Governance Committee members shall be approximately 1 year. Members of the Governance Committee shall be elected at the March meeting of the LSP if reasonably possible. I will apologize real quick if I'm flubbing a lot. My not feeling great, been in a bit of a pain. So just consider that when I'm speaking. Thank you.
Thank you for reading it. Okay. Do we have a move to approve this now? Is that what we're doing? Approve the Governance Committee meeting agenda?
I was making a motion that we address the question of whether members of the public and the board are allowed to address when they attend, if they can raise their hands and be recognized by the chair.
Mr.
Thank you.
Chair,
Go
I have
ahead. Go ahead. I
to
know I didn't. I know you started speaking before I recognized. I intended to recognize you, Ian, but I'd appreciate you waiting for recognition, or else this is going to get into something stickier than it needs to be. Okay, you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead, Milo.
I oppose changing the agenda.
Okay. So I got, should we put this up to a vote? Are there any other discussion about this?
I would like to make a comment.
Okay, go ahead, Lee.
All right. So, the way I can imagine this, I think it might actually be prudent to make a motion itself for the LSB to consider is because right now, I imagine as a committee, most of our discourse with the actual board itself will be in the meetings. And so, thusly, I think we should make a motion to amend how the governance committee actually deals with the LSB itself. So instead of only conversing or discussing in the middle of a meeting for a committee report, we have like a small period, maybe 15, 20 minutes, where the board and the governance committee members can discuss certain matters for a short period.
Well, that's interesting. So you're making an amendment on the amendment.
Well, this is just a suggestion for everybody to think about, to something we can write up.
Okay. Thus far, I'm seeing that we have a couple of opinions about where we may take Ian's suggestion. And is there some way that we can actually gather those opinions in writing and bring them up at another governance committee meeting before the next LSB meeting and deal with them at that time? Because that way everybody will be informed about them.
I wouldn't object.
Yeah, Ian, I want to talk with you on this. Schedule a time for you and I to talk on this because we can put together a motion on this. Is that some like a good
Okay.
idea?
Yeah, that's fine with me. I was going to say it sounds like it fails for lack of a second anyway. So,
Yeah,
I mean,
we can sort it out.
the stacking of the committee is such that, if you guys don't want to do what I suggest, it ain't going to happen.
Well, it's a good idea just to have better communication anyway. So it's just something we need to write up and make sure it's properly thought out.
So
So
I
okay.
would go with that, and I also a comment. I have to object to the notion stack because everybody on this committee is here by democratic process, approved by the board. So it's
Well,
kind
no,
of a loaded term, Ian. So,
let's not again
well,
turn
I
an argument about it
apologize
right
if
now.
okay.
I simply was going to say that that's the executive members were added not by a single transferable vote specifically for the committee, but just by who they are. And then we had 3 members selected otherwise. So.
Well, except that we all are here at the behest of the national board. So I get what you're saying and you get what I'm saying. Okay, so Mr. Secretary, can you just restate what we've decided to do here?
All right. So for now, Ian Joss and I will form up a motion sometime before the next governance committee meeting, specifically to discuss and form a motion that to allow the public and the board a period to discuss and speak at the governance committee sometime in the meeting of the governance committee. Is that correct, Ian?
I can you hear me?
Yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
fine with that. I was just thinking, that typically what we used to do is we would have like 30 minutes public comment in regular meetings, and some of that was divided up if people wanted to address a motion before the board so that they could put their input in before we all decided, making it more consultative and inclusive.
Yeah, and that's what
That
we would be
was my
discussing.
thought.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. All
All
right.
right.
And just stay on me when scheduling that because I have a very bad habit of forgetting about these sort of things, especially right now
Okay,
because I'm dealing with nerve pain. So just stay on my
all
ass
right.
about that.
Well,
Got it?
I'll send you an email, and
Got
we'll
it. Thank
talk.
you.
Good. Best put it in writing. Good. Okay. So we are still on item E, approved governance committee meeting agenda. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do we have any more?
And I moved, and I did make a motion to approve
Yes.
the agenda.
And I'll
Okay.
second.
Okay, so let's take a vote on that. Is there any?
Do we have any further objections after everything, or can we just go ahead and approve consensus? Any
Objection. Objection registered? Okay, without objection, that it's approved. Okay, F, approved June 4th. 2025 Governance Committee meeting minutes, which you have all received. Is there any objection to that? Hearing no objection. Oh, go ahead.
I would like to make an amendment to that, which is that it should be noted that Jeanine Roan, who was in attendance at the meeting, tried to address the body and was not allowed to on appendix item two, which was the questions that you had come up with, Tatanka.
Okay, that's duly noted.
I'm saying it
Okay,
should be noted in the
that's
minutes.
duly noted, and that isn't part of the minutes, but that is duly noted. Yes.
Okay, well, I would like it to be included in the minutes since that was a salient point on the answering of the questions, et cetera.
That also has a number of discussion items to it, but I hear you. Okay. Okay, so with that is noted and approved. Number two, review motion, see appendix number one. Can we bring this up? Because I think I have to read this. This has to be read.
Right, I'm going to bring it up now.
Christina, make yourself known right now.
Yeah. Welcome, Christina.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm on the phone, so anyway, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, you're
Thank
here,
you.
but you're on the phone for another 10 minutes or so.
No, I can stay for a little bit. Yeah, for half an hour maybe.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you. And Tatanga, I've been wanting to get back with you. I'll get back with you tonight.
Okay, great, terrific.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, anytime after, well, give me a call.
Okay, this
Okay, thanks.
evening. Okay,
Okay, bye.
thank you.
Okay, let's see.
I'm working on getting it up.
Okay, thank you, Mama.
There it is.
Ooh, here it is. It has to be a little bit larger print. I can't read it.
Just give me a second here.
Okay.
I'm going to have to stop sharing it to make the print larger.
Okay.
Mara, do you want me to take over
Just
on?
hang on for a second.
Okay.
Lee, do you need me to say here
Yes,
that I'm
yeah,
here?
there we go. I registered
Oh,
your presence. You're good.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. This is a motion to reconsider resolution RE, in-person meetings and day and time of KPFK-LSB meetings. I, Jan Goodman, move to reconsider the resolution passed at the last LSB meeting on May 18th, 2025, which required hybrid, quote, in-person, unquote, and Zoom KPFK-LSB meetings, and change the day and time of the LSB meetings from, quote, starting at 10:30 a.m. on the second Sunday of each month to alternating Sunday afternoon starting at 1 p.m., alternating with a weeknight meeting starting at 7 p.m., alternating on a monthly basis. I voted yes on the prevailing, this is Jan Goodman speaking. I voted yes on the prevailing side of the motion. This motion is based on the following. Whereas after the motion was passed, the executive director, ED, of Pacifica listed a number of specifications which must be met before in-person meetings can be approved by the national office in the future. These specifications included that there must be an insurance policy in place, ensuring, among other things, that Pacifica will be indemnified against a third party claiming damages from Pacifica. Should a person be injured during the time and at the place that any Pacifica-sponsored event takes place, including LSB meetings? And the ED has also stated that although Pacifica has a general liability policy, there is no money in the Pacifica budget to purchase such quote-unquote event and a quote insurance at this time. She also stated a number of other requirements, including security concerns and. Whereas the motion does not state which night of the week the LSB meeting would take place, and whereas the above stated motion was passed without discussion regarding the fact that future LSB meetings would be at a different times and days than had previously been agreed upon, parenthesis, 10:30 a.m. on the second Sunday of the month, and whereas this motion was made at the end of the meeting and there was no time to consider it carefully or to reconsider it during that same meeting, and whereas although a venue has been located where KPFK might be able to have in-person LSB meetings, quote unquote, and whereas neither Pacifica nor the venue appear to have an insurance policy in place which meet the requirements set out by the ED, parenthesis, a copy of any insurance policy which might defend and protect Pacifica should an incident occur at the quote in-person LSB meeting was requested of the person who suggested the venue, stating that the venue had an insurance policy, but no such policy has been produced, end of parenthesis. And whereas such an insurance policy would, in order to protect Pacifica fully, of necessity include a provision there would be no deductible, would also include a waiver of subrogation, parenthesis, so that the policy would be the primary policy covering the event and not have to exhaust any other insurance policy that Pacifica or the venue might have in place, end of quote. And no such certificate of insurance, including these items, has been produced. And whereas such a policy would probably be available between $100 and $200 per meeting, no source of funding was identified to pay this amount on a monthly basis. And whereas, since it is presently not possible to hold in-person LSB meetings, which was the main thrust of the motion, since no adequate insurance policy has been produced, nor have detailed security provisions, or et cetera, been specified as required, and whereas the rationale of changing the time of the Sunday meeting from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. was to allow people more time to drive to the meeting, and whereas no day of the week night was specified by the motion, and whereas all members of the LSB can meet at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings, as evidenced by the fact they have been meeting at that time, and meeting at a different time and place will create a hardship for certain members of the LSB who have made plans, taking into account that the LSB meetings would take place on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. as agreed by LSB members earlier this year. Therefore, be it resolved that passage of the above stated motion be reconsidered, taking into account all the above issues. Respectfully submitted by Jan Goodman. Citation notes, a motion to reconsider is debatable, ROR 337L 18. I think that's the end of it. Okay, that's the end of reading the motion, which is the motion to reconsider.
Mr. Chair,
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, it's hard for me to raise my hand while I'm hosting.
Yes. No, it's fine.
You happened to just misread one small thing, which was right at the end of the of Jan's resolution. You said, whereas all members of the local station board can meet at 8:30 a.m. and you meant to say 10:30 a.m.
Oh, I thought I said 10. Oh, at 8. Thank you. Duly noted. Whereas all members of the LSB can meet at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings, as evidenced by the fact they have been meeting at that time, and meeting at a different time and place will create hardship, etc. Thank you. Thank you for that correction. Okay. And this was presented by Jan Goodman.
Correct.
Okay. Is there any discussion on this motion?
Would I, pardon me, may I be recognized, Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Lee.
So before I get into thorough discussion, I'd like to remind everybody we are to review this and ensure it is applicable to go before the board. We are not to discuss it on its merits. We are merely discussing is it in a suitable formation and is it a valid motion to go forward? So I would like for all of us to remain impartial and non-judgmental on the basis of it, unless it something in it renders it invalid as a motion. That's
Okay.
all.
All right. Okay. Is there any objection?
I just have a question.
Go ahead,
I'm a
Christina.
little,
I recognize you. Go ahead.
thank you. I'm a little confused that we have been meeting at 8:30 a.m.
No,
or
we have been meeting at 10:30 a.m. That
yes,
was corrected by Jan. I somehow misread that. We have been meeting at 10:30 a.m.
Okay,
Thank
thank
you.
you.
Thank you for noticing that.
Mr. Chair, my hand has been raised for quite a while now.
Okay, Ian, I recognize you.
Thank you. Well, there are many things wrong with that motion. For one thing, this 10:30 a.m. start time for our meetings was never agreed upon by this LSB. It may have been agreed upon by some past LSB, but since I've been on the board, there have been no motions about when we meet. And the policies and procedures manual that we had from 2007 specifically dictated the version I had copied there. And so it's not like this is out of the blue.
May I interrupt you?
Also, not everyone is actually able to meet at every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. There have been many people who have asked for excused absences so far this year, correct? So this
Correct.
is presumptive and false, fraudulent, perhaps. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. That was precisely what Lee was trying to prevent. Would you restate the intent of Lee of this motion and what we're voting on?
All right. So, specifically on this, with this, it's for us to further consider to decide at the next meeting if we are going to recommend it to the LSB to adopt. One thing I would, with your permission, Mr. Chair, to respond to a few things that Ian Johnson said.
Yes, go ahead.
So, given the fact that you are correct, we as this standing board have not technically said, "Oh, we're meeting at this time." That's a practice carried on from the previous board, which would require, just to be more precise, some adjustment in the wording, in which I am noting it is 1459, and I will make mo note of that in minutes for adjustment and reflection to send back to Jan. I wouldn't necessarily call it fraudulent, but I would call it, what's the word I'm looking for here? If anyone has the idea of the word I'm looking for here, it's not fraudulent. I can't think
Untrue.
of it right. Not necessarily untrue, because
Untrue.
she's not deliberately being untrue.
Well,
Because it's.
whether you're being deliberate or not, it's true or it isn't. This is a binary logic
Well,
gate, and it's false.
technically
Please call the
correct, is what
member
it
to
said.
order.
Yeah, I'm going to call everything to order. This is a discussion that could rightfully be had at the next meeting. We're discussing on whether to reconsider. And then I want to recognize Christina, who has her hand up.
And I do as well.
Yes, after Christina. Oh, she took it down. I guess that's.
No, I just wanted to clarify that it's not every Sunday. It's once a month Sunday. The person that just spoke earlier said every Sunday. This is once a month Sunday.
Second Sunday of the month.
Yes, second Sunday
Thank
of the
you.
month.
Thank you. I think Ian would accept that. Okay, Myla, you're up.
I just want to correct the record. One thing. There was a document that was circulated titled Draft KPFK Local Station Board Manual of Procedures that was never adopted. It was a draft. And so to continue to refer to that manual as some kind of some kind of document that was adopted by the board, I would like to see proof of that. But there was a manual, a PDF of a manual that was circulated. I looked for evidence of it ever being discussed or passed, and I would love to have someone actually produce evidence that it was passed. And
Right.
another thing,
Information.
and just one other point that I'd like to make is that if all of the meetings of this local station board since December had not been wildly disrupted and derailed,
I object. Excuse me.
we might actually have been able to decide going forward to continue with the schedule that had been agreed upon last year or not. But
Might
we
have.
were never able to even get close to making that decision as a group because of the extraordinary disruption that has been occurring at the local station board for most of this year.
Okay.
Point of information,
Thank
Mr.
you.
Chair, I have my hand raised. I'm
Hope,
asking a point of information, please.
Ian, first I
Point
was
of
going to let.
information, I need to ask a question of the person who just spoke. Was
Point of information,
setting
go
our
forward,
meeting,
Ian.
I'm
What is
sorry,
your
may I
point?
speak? My
Go ahead.
question is, was it ever agendized that we would address when our meetings were going to be held? Because that was never on the agenda. And I object to the tone and the assertion that our meetings were disruptive when in fact there were severe issues with how our meetings were being scheduled and stacked on the agenda without adequate consultation of the minority. And I think that's mischaracterization, and I find it deeply offensive. Thank you.
Duly noted, Ian. Go ahead, Lee.
So I would just like to say that this is not the time nor place to speak of how the conduct of the meetings did take have been taken place. This is specifically to talk about this motion, not the content of the motion therewithin, unless it is something that renders the motion false, invalid, or otherwise. Simply
Yes.
put, we need to make sure this motion is good to go before the body and recommend it to go either yes or no.
So
Not on. Go ahead.
you notice that Nikki Hahn has joined our meeting.
Yes. And Nikki
Hi,
Hahn, if
thank
you could
you.
make yourself known.
Hi, everyone.
All right, I have marked you down.
Welcome, Nikki.
And so I will say again, I will very, 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 very highly appreciate if we do not get into the rhetoric works of arguing about various things that have gone on at meetings. This is
Of
something where we can
course.
discuss out of the meeting, but right now, right here, is not where we need to discuss it.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to might
Go
I
ahead,
just
Myla, recognize you. Go
I
ahead.
move that the that this motion appears to be in order for consideration at the next local station board meeting. This it's and as Lee said, it's not really the committee's role to d debate the
Okay.
merits, but
I'm
simply
not sure.
the
I
form.
hear that. I'm not sure if this requires a second or not. Do I hear that?
I second.
Okay.
Point of order,
That
Mr.
was
Chair.
Christina. No, just a second. We're in the middle of a process in so
Point
it's
of order, Mr.
motion
Chair.
and
Before we take a
seconded.
vote, shouldn't we check that there was we had an agreement before this meeting that this was not adequately noticed, that we were not going to be voting on it today, that this motion now countermands. This was handed in to the body at 2:19. No member of the public has seen it. We're supposed to be having open public meetings with adequate time for people to prepare for debate, et cetera. Thank you.
If I recall, Mr. Chair,
Yes, go ahead,
you
Myla.
ruled that Ian Johnston's point of order was not well taken.
Yes, it was
Correct.
not well taken. Yeah, I'm not even going to comment on it. So we're going to put this to a vote. It has been motioned and seconded. Any objections?
I object.
Okay. Any other objections? Okay. The motion does pass. I could take all the names of those who passed, but there are one, two, three, four, five. Mr. Secretary, can you record that alive for this meeting that this motion has been passed with one objection?
Affirmative.
Okay, where are we on the agenda now? The motion is passed. Let put it back to the agenda so I can see.
Presently, item three on adjourn at time certain of 15:30 p Pacific time.
Okay, so that's it for the agenda.
Mr. Chair,
I don't see the agenda. Yes, go ahead,
may I be
Myla.
recognized? It seems that we have completed the business of this meeting, and I'd like to move that we adjourn.
Okay, so we have completed the agenda. Has it been seconded that we adjourn this meeting?
I second,
Okay,
Christine.
motion and seconded. We have exceeded by over 20 minutes our time certain. And my name is Tatanka Bricka, and chair of the local station board. This is the governance committee of the local station board meeting. June 25th, 2025 is adjourned at 3:07 Pacific Daylight Time. Thank you,
Point of
everyone.
information,
See you all
Mr. Chair,
soon.
before we
Bye.
go, Mr. Chair. Hello, Mr. Chair.